Let's run this shit. Let's run this shit. Let's run this shit. Hello, everyone. My name is Anna Kameeker, and welcome to the Madhouse. Male mental health. I don't know. I don't even know what to call it. I hate these motherfuckers. I hate these motherfuckers, right? Their entire thing that they do, these guys, for anybody that doesn't know, I'm about to fill you in. There's these guys, these group of old-ass motherfuckers, we're talking like 40 and up, who have no business commenting on my life, my age group's life. You have no fucking business, right? You have no fucking business. And what they do is they make a living writing books and shit, talking about me! Talking about, yes, me! Me! And I'm so narcissistic, just like them and their generation, that I get upset. I get upset because they are talking about me. They're talking about me and they're talking about you, probably, if you're listening to this. I highly doubt women listen to this, but if you do, congrats on being a lesbian and whatever else. But here, what I'm tired of is these motherfuckers, these cornball dads that are going on about, oh, men's mental health, they're really struggling. They're white 20-year-old males. They're really victims of everything that we've done, and with this DEI stuff, and you know, all this stuff. There's all these stats that women are marrying older, and they only want to be with men that are. They're getting fucked. They're getting screwed. These guys that are these age, they're on these dating apps, and only the top 1% of these women, of the 1% women, they like to do. It's like, shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Holy hell! We're talking about the top 10% of all men on Tinder. They will get 90% of the women, and then all the rest of the women that are there that you get are all slovenly big gutted females that you can't tell if they play O-line for the Detroit Lions or if they are they have a pussy, and you can't tell. And all these guys they keep getting guys, and women are cool, and it's fucking cool. It's like, shut up, dude. Shut up. We know. First of all, kids my age, we know, and we're not kids. We're not kids. Quit fucking acting like we are. We know. And maybe you can see yourself, older folks that make your entire living on, I don't know, commenting on my age demographic. Maybe you could take what your parents said about you. It's like, oh, these people are lazy. They keep doing this. And maybe you have this whole helicopter thing that you're going through instead of letting my generation struggle and figure it out just the same way that you did. Instead, you want to keep coddling. You want to keep fucking coddling us. Talking about we don't know what the fuck's going on. Talking about we need help. It's just the victim shit. It's the victim mentality that bothers me. Because if you look at them and their generation, they're like, what did we do? What did we do? We worked really hard for 20 years. And now that I'm 45, I turn around and I see that other people that are just now getting to the spot that I was at when I had to work really hard, they have to work really hard. Huh. They need help. They need help. They're sick. They're mentally ill. They got fucked over by everything. The establishment. Yada, yada. These 20-year-old white kids that look just like me and I didn't know. And I went to USC, actually. And I went to an Ivy League school for full ride or something or other. But these other people, they're below me. These 20-year-olds, they're too young and stupid and below me and retarded and fucking too mentally ill and too fat.
70, did you know that 70% of military-aged men can't even get into the draft or whatever the fuck? They can't go die in a stupid-ass war that we started and didn't need to start just because we needed more money? And by we, I mean the military-industrial...
Well, it's like, shut up, dude. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, and you shouldn't either. You shouldn't either. And here's why. Because just like you, everybody my age, we don't need to be victims. Nobody needs to be a fucking victim. You know what? Everybody's a victim. If you're on Earth, you're a victim, okay? You're here, you're cursed, bitch. You're cursed with at least one thing, and that's the knowledge that it all ends and that you're gonna die soon. And it's like, we don't need any more stress. And by talking ad nauseum until you're blue in the fucking face, until you keel over from old age yourself, going on these podcasts and shit, making all these 15-minute videos that are good for the algorithm because you're staring right at the camera and put words next to your face, your ugly-ass, old-ass fucking face. We don't need it. We don't need this shit. And it's driving me crazy because it's just honing in the exact problem that everybody my age has. The exact fucking problem. And it's that victim shit, man. We're not victims. Nobody's a fucking victim. I hate to break it to you, you're not a fucking victim. You're not a fucking victim. That word needs to just be completely out. Completely out. You know what's a victim? You know what's a victim? I would say a victim is somebody that maybe they grew up in, we'll say, the Middle East 1,000 years ago. And they're a woman. That's a victim. That's a fucking victim. What we have right now is a bunch of these... You're fat! You are so well-fed. You're so well-fed that you're fat. And you're complaining. You're complaining. It's insane. It's insane. And we don't... I'm saying... It's I guess what I'm trying to say is I appreciate these guys who go out there. These guys that go out there and they're like, we need to look at this age bracket of 18 to like mid 20s age people. Maybe later 20s. Because they're offing themselves in droves. They keep killing themselves, and if you go to a morgue or whatever, this is something that I heard that was just real fucking rich. That it was this guy that was going on about, he's like, the suicide rates in young men are absurd, and if you go to a morgue, 4 out of 5 of those bodies are gonna be a white male in their early 20s, and yada, and these guys, you know, they can't get dates, they don't know what to do, because women, it's almost like, okay, so women, they marry older, and they want guys that have a little bit more wealth, and they're, you know, these guys need help, they're starting really low, and where do they go job-wise? Where do these young men that are like 20, you know, 20, 24, maybe a little bit younger, where do they go job-wise? What do they do? You have all these dead-end jobs that pay a lot for a degree, and they can't get filled because all the old motherfuckers won't die or relinquish it. So what do? These guys are victims. These guys are fucking victims. I have an idea. If you're my age, here's an idea. Because the other thing that adults, these helicopter parents, they're saying all this shit, right? But if you go down and break it down, it's how the world has always fucking been. And it's almost like if you just pursue greatness with all your heart, if you pick a thing and you just hone and laser in and focus on that craft or whatever thing you're trying to do, it's almost like if you do that with all your ability and you're kind to people, if you're nice to people and you focus on one thing with all you've got. And I don't mean like, oh, I'm going to post about it I'm going to lift for an hour and then post about it, and then that's everything I got. I mean, you read a fucking book. You get a certification. You go to school. If you can't afford school, you steal books off the online. You have all the information ever at your fingertips. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ. So if we break down what they're saying, what these old motherfuckers are saying that are trying to pity you and I, you and me, the people that are my age, these young, ambitious men who are, we got fucked a little bit, but hold on, because we didn't get fucked that bad. In fact, we're set up to be the best generation, and it's crazy that these motherfuckers are even trying to victim us and try to take that away from us. We could be the best generation of all fucking time. Fuck the pyramids, bitch. We're about to build some crazy ass shit. But anyway, if we break it down, it's like, okay, the first thing is the women thing, where it's like, women, why are they, these women are, they're guys in their early and mid-20s, they can't find a mate, they don't know what to do, they can't, are you great? Would you date you? That's a good question. Are you great? Are you pursuing greatness? And it's almost like since the dawn of time, before we were even man, it's almost like the women chimps only wanted to sleep with the alpha. It's almost like that. Am I crazy? It's almost like since the beginning of fucking everything, before humans, the alpha was the one that got all the bitches. And then everybody else kind of followed suit. And if you were the lowest guy on the totem pole, us being early 20s, it's like, yeah. Why would the women are like, we want money. We want a guy. It's so disheartening sometimes. Just where I'm at right now. Admittedly, it is very disheartening. Even today at work, I heard somebody talking about her dating life. And she was like, he's so hot and he's so nice. I mean, that alone, that's all a dude wants, right? You just want a nice, hot woman. You just want a woman that's nice and hot. But this bitch, she goes, but he doesn't really have that much money. He's not that rich. Another one I heard talking about, she was in college. This bitch was in college. She wasn't even graduated, talking about this guy has a boat. This guy doesn't. I like the guy. The guy who doesn't have a boat is better, but not compared to the fucking boat. I don't give a fuck if the guy with the boat is a douchebag. I want the guy with the boat because he can take our fucking family on the boat. And it's almost like, yeah, that's how it's always been. Stop treating us like victims. And help us fucking get after this shit. Quit talking about our bullshit. We know. We're insecure about it, bitch. Let us go. Let us fucking go. And we are. So that's just one thing. And then the other fucking thing is to play the victim, to say that we're the victim at all is insane. It's insane. It's fucking nuts. That alone, it's like, yes, I'm gonna take a stance, and you're probably not gonna agree with it, but to me, by the way, it's fine, don't agree with it, fuck it, you're your own man, motherfucker, and that's part of being a fucking man, and not being a victim in this bitch, is having your own fucking opinion, listening to a dumbass like me go off on a tangent, and screaming and shit, and developing your own mind and realizing what you believe. But I believe, as it stands right now, that I think the victim mentality is the thing that's fucking off in us. I think all this bullshit is. Because it feels like we don't know how to figure, like we don't have a purpose. And where does a purpose come from? It's not just gonna fall from the sky, bitch. What, are you going to go to a therapist and he's going to be like, listen, I'm God. I anoint that you do this for the rest of eternity. And if you fail, then you're going to hell. But if you succeed, you're coming right with me. You think a fucking psychiatrist is going to say that shit? Hell no, bitch. None of these motherfuckers are going to give you a purpose but you. And you got to take that time. You got to take that time to figure out what the fuck you want to become. And by playing the victim, you're never going to figure that shit out. So when I hear all this shit about, oh, why are these kids so sad today? If you took 100 guys, the top 10 guys would get 90 of the females in the other group if you were on Tinder, if you guys were on Hinge, if you were on fucking Bumble or whatever the newest bullshit is. If you fucking were on this, then they would get all the bitches, and then all the other guys who are middle of the road aren't going to get anything. And women, they want to go up, and guys can't get laid, and if you can't get laid, then it becomes a real fucking problem. I know! Let us live! Let us live! Let us just live! Stop with the eye of Sauron, the fucking, all these critiques, this helicopter bullshit, and the microphones that they listen to us with. All this bullshit. Stop! Stop! For real, like, all these older motherfuckers, all you older motherfuckers, all of you, stop! Just stop! Stop! Just stop! Fucking stop and let my people live. Let us live. Just let us go. Stop commenting on everything. Stop. You. This episode is going long and my voice is hoarse. But if I can say one more thing before I lose it forever, stop listening to them. Take time. It's gonna take time. I'm serious. It's gonna take time. And I don't mean like days, I mean years. We're patient, be patient, and listen to me. Motherfuckers that are my age and younger, especially dudes, listen to this. Take some serious time. Know who you are. Figure out who you are. You can't be broken once you know exactly who the fuck you are. And more importantly, you can't be stopped. Figure out what you're going to do. And do that shit. And I don't mean just do that shit. I don't mean just work like 9 to 5, 40 hour weeks. Work 100 hours in that bitch. Outwork everybody. Be great. Be great. Pick something and be great at it. Be great at it. How do you know I practice what I preach? Listen to this shit. I'm going on 5 years of doing this shit for free. I've been lifting for almost 10 now. For almost fucking 10 years. I started in the basement. My dad told me that I wasn't old enough to lift because my plates would get fucked up and I would stunt my growth. You know what I did? I said, fuck that shit, bitch. I went down in the basement, started doing push-ups. That's what you need. That's what you need. It's a mentality. Fuck all this victim bullshit. I don't give a fuck what their stats say. Because stats have nothing to do with the fucking heart. So get out there and pursue greatness, bitch. Just like all of us should be. Let us live. Fuck those old heads. If you're my age, a little bit older, a little bit younger, I don't give a fuck. We're changing this goddamn world. You have all the information ever at your fingertips right now. Use it. Become great. Let's do this shit. Woo! Thank you everybody so much for listening. I didn't mean to get fired up, but fuck it. Sometimes it happens. If you enjoyed this, just share it with somebody. That's all I ask. Let them know. So thank you. I'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.